Welcome to the Deep Dive. We're here to unpack complex info and really pull out the nuggets that matter for you.
That's the plan.
Today, our mission is exploring something pretty fundamental for investors. We're looking at what really drives stock market predictability.
Right. And maybe more importantly, how that predictability actually translates into, you know, real economic value in your portfolio.
Exactly. It's not just if you can predict returns, but how much that actually helps you in practice.
And we're digging into an academic paper here from the Review of Finance that challenges some, let's say, established ideas about this.
Okay, let's get into it. Historically, finance models often assumed markets were, well, calm. Constant volatility, they called it.
Yeah, the CV model, constant volatility. A bit theoretical, maybe.
Right. And under that assumption, even predictors that weren't statistically amazing could still be economically important.
Take the dividend price ratio, the DP ratio, classic example.
The paper points out, statistically, it was pretty weak, a p-value of 0.16.
Meaning like a 16% chance it was just noise.
Yeah, and an R-squared of only 0.002. So explaining basically none of the variation.
Tiny. On paper, not very impressive.
But, and this is the interesting part, a savvy investor, maybe a Bayesian type, who updates their beliefs.
Using that DP ratio, they could have shifted their stock holdings quite dramatically, maybe from just 3% stocks all the way up to 100%.
And that actually resulted in a benefit.
It did. A utility gain, they call it, of about 0.24% per year. Which isn't nothing. It suggests how much better off the investor was.
So under that old stable market view, statistical strength, like R-squared, was a decent guide to economic value.
But roughly, yeah. There was a clearer link. But here's the kicker.
The real world isn't comp.
Not at all. Market volatility jumps around like crazy. That's time-varying volatility. The paper argues this is a massive game changer. It introduces stochastic volatility, or SV.
Okay, SV, stochastic volatility. So how does this fluctuating risk change the predictability picture?
Well, the paper highlights three main ways SV messes with things, or rather clarifies things.
Okay, what's the first?
First is a statistical effect. SV actually helps investors learn about predictability better, more efficiently.
How so?
It's kind of like automatically giving more weight to observations from stable periods. When the signal isn't drowned out by noise, you get a clearer read over time.
Oh, okay. So you can see the underlying pattern more easily. Makes sense. What's number two?
The second is the average volatility effect. When you account for SV, investors tend to perceive the market as, on average, slightly less risky than they might have otherwise thought.
Interesting. So less perceived risk might mean.
They trade more aggressively. They might lever up a bit more, potentially boosting those economic gains.
Okay, so better signal detection, maybe more aggressive trading. What's the third effect? You said it was key.
Yeah, this one's really counterintuitive. The portfolio effect, it's all about timing.
Timing.
If your prediction signal, whatever it is, tends to make its most extreme forecasts, like buy big or sell everything, right when market volatility is high.
When everyone's already freaking out.
Exactly. Then the economic value of that predictor actually goes down. Investors, rationally, get cautious and moderate their bets during turmoil, regardless of the signal.
So even a statistically strong signal loses punch if it peaks during chaos.
Precisely. And the opposite is also true. If extreme predictions happen in calm markets, the value gets amplified.
Wow. Okay, that really decouples the statistical significance from the economic value, doesn't it?
Hugely. That direct link we saw under constant volatility, it gets much, much fuzzier with SV.
Can you give an example of how big this difference can be?
Sure. Look at something like the PLS aggregated book-to-market ratio.
Yeah.
Under the old constant volatility view, it looked great, like a 3.36% annual gain in certainty equivalent terms.
Pretty good.
But factor in real-world stochastic volatility, that gain drops to just 0.55% per year.
That's a massive drop. Why such a difference?
Because its biggest signals often hit during really volatile times. Think the Great Depression. The paper mentions annualized standard deviation hitting 55% then. Investors just weren't going to act aggressively on its forecasts at times like that.
Makes sense. But does SV always reduce value? Or can it sometimes make a seemingly weak predictor look better?
Oh, absolutely. The other way, too. Take the Treasury bill yield predictor. Under constant volatility, it actually showed a loss. Negative 0.13% utility per year.
So worse than useless.
Seemingly. But bring in SV. Suddenly, it generates a positive 3.86% annual gain. Quite substantial.
So understanding the volatility context is critical.
It really is. And this isn't just theory. The out-of-sample tests in the paper are telling. With SV considered, 20 out of 26 predictors show positive economic gains for investors.
And with the old constant volatility model,
only 11 out of 26. It really highlights how vital SV is for practical investment strategy.
Okay, so volatility is key. What about how long you plan to invest? Does the horizon matter?
It does. The paper also touches on predictor persistence. If a signal fades quickly, it's not very persistent.
Like it predicts next week, but not next year.
Kind of, yeah. Those less persistent predictors tend to lead to lower economic gains over longer multi-period horizons, because the expected returns just snap back to the average quicker.
Right. The advantage doesn't last.
Exactly.
So let's wrap this up. What's the big picture for listeners?
I think the main takeaway is that judging a market predictor just by its statistical significance, like R-squared, it's incomplete. Potentially misleading.
The economic value, what it actually does for your portfolio, is much more complex.
It's deeply tied into market volatility, the changing nature of risk, and crucially, how that predictor behaves during those inevitable wild periods.
So when you're looking for that edge, that predictive signal,
you need to ask more than just, is it statistically significant?
Mm-hmm.
You need to ask, how does this signal interact with market risk? When does it give its strongest forecasts? Is it during calm or during chaos? That's digging deeper.
It raises that final question then. Are you just checking the statistical boxes, or are you really thinking about the dynamics of risk and how you would actually behave when using that signal in a real fluctuating market? Something to chew on.